congressional district doesn't need another weak politician in Congress. Nevada 3 needs a congressman that's a real fighter, a congressman with a resume of impressive experience that'll go to Washington and get things done, a congressman whose only motivation is his love of America, a congressman who will listen to his constituents and deliver results. This May, when your primary ballot arrives, look for the name John Kovacs. John will fight to lower the cost of living for Nevadans. John will fight for our Constitution and the rights of our people. John will fight to create affordable health care to help the small businesses and their employees. John will be tough on crime. He'll protect our families and secure our borders. He will fight to restore energy independence, lower inflation, and solve our growing water crisis before it's too late. John Kovacs will fight for election integrity and fight against the radicalization of our children's education. Fight against the globalist agenda that's controlling our country. John Kovacs is the congressional candidate Nevada needs. Paid for by John Kovacs for Congress.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMCQ. Talk radio done right.
The president went to the microphones last night in the aftermath of the shootings in Uvalde and got emotional talking about the victims and their families. This is cut number two, the president last night.
I had hoped when I became president I would not have to do this again. Another massacre. Uvalde, Texas, an elementary school, beautiful, innocent, second, third, fourth graders, and how many scores of little children who witnessed what happened see their friends die as if they're on a battlefield, for God's sake. They'll live with it the rest of their lives. There's a lot we don't know yet. There's a lot we do know. The parents who will never see their child again, never have them jump in bed and cuddle with them. Parents will never be the same. To lose a child is like having a piece of your soul ripped away. There's a hollowness in your chest. You feel like you're being sucked into it and never going to be able to get out. Suffocating. And it's never quite the same. It's a feeling shared by the siblings and the grandparents and the family members and the community that's left behind. Scripture says, Jill and I have talked about this in different contexts, another context. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the...
There you go, the president. Obviously, it sounds like they kept him up too late last night. That in bringing him down for this thing, that they should have done it like 2 hours earlier. That this was after a Betty By time. Yeah, sorry about that. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
And at 2:30, as we check out our conditions on area freeways right now, looks like a crash there on the Beltway, 215 eastbound. That's right at the 15 interchange. In fact, it's under the underpass there at Interstate 215 at the 15. That bridge reconstruction continues through the downtown area, through the Spaghetti Bowl and Interstate 515. That's both directions. Only two lanes are available between Main and Eastern during the day. Only one lane is available at 9 p.m. until 6 in the morning. Also look for the overnight road work on the Casino Center on-ramp. That's there at 515. Those restrictions begin after 6.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this Sports Flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. Las Vegas Aviators baseball, they lose at Tacoma yesterday 7-2. They are just barely above 500 now with a record of 22-21. That series continues this evening in the Pacific Northwest. It's going to be Jared Koenig on the mound for the Aviators this evening. He comes in with a 4-2 record and a 2.70 ERA. UNLV baseball, they are getting set for their postseason run as the Mountain West Conference Tournament is getting underway. The Rebels are in action tomorrow when they take on the 4-seed Air Force. Download the Score app today. Lightning-fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley, AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
Macy's Memorial Day sale has everything you need to dive into summer the right way, with specials like 30 to 40% off sandals, slides, and more, and 25 to 40% off tops and shorts from Inc., Tommy Hilfiger, and more. Plus, refresh your space with 50% off hotel bedding. And Macy's Star Rewards members can earn rewards even faster during Star Money Bonus Days. See Macy's.com/Star Rewards. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Hi, Tom Baudette here. Just thinking about how people all talk to cats the same way. You know, that calming voice those floofers pretend they can't hear, all cute and standoffish. It does get their motors purring, though. Let's see if it sounds like catnip to your ears when I say,
"Pets stay free at Motel 6 in rooms that are more comfy than a box full of yarn." Do you like that, people, people, people?
I'm Tom Baudette for Motel 6, the proud sponsor of Pets, and we'll leave the laser light on for you.
It comes from Washington, darkness spreading across America, devouring all in its path. Radical socialists are hell-bent on destroying everything we've worked for, our communities, our values, the foundations of our entire country. But John Lee switched parties to stop them, joining the fight for conservative values just like Ronald Reagan and Donald J. Trump before him.
I will wipe out socialism in this state. We will not let that come. It will not be even considered in Nevada as long as I'm governor.
As a principled conservative, John Lee is a proud pro-life champion.
That little life is more valuable than anything.
As NRA Legislator of the Year, John Lee courageously defends our gun rights.
I will do everything in my power to see that we stay a pro-gun state.
And as governor, John Lee will stop the left's tyranny at our borders and keep Nevada's future bright. John Lee for governor. Paid for by the committee to elect John Lee.
The same great show with the same great host.
Just at a new time.
Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us on the day after the tragedy in Uvalde, Texas. Matthew McConaughey spoke out about it. Steve Kerr, the coach of the Golden State Warriors, spoke out as well. So, I mean, everybody's talking about it. And I guess that's a good reason to check in with Victoria Seaman, Las Vegas City Councilwoman. She's running for re-election, and she joins us. Man, I tell you, the pictures are just horrific. You keep wondering why this keeps happening, but the fact is there are some very, very deranged people in our world, and sometimes they act out, don't they?
Do, Kevin. And we need to let the parents and the families of the victims mourn, but once we allow that to happen, we really need to have that discussion about mental illness in this country, and we need to start funding mental illness because we do have a problem, and we don't. This is something that is not being funded the way it needs to be, and not being an issue that this should be a real main concern to people. But once again, we have to give these people time to mourn. I don't like to see anything politicized. I mean, but we do have to get to the root of the problem, and it is obviously it's mental illness.
Victoria, you've served in the legislature, you've served on the city council, and I'm just curious, how are we doing in Nevada? I know in a lot of states across the nation, they've cut back on the number of beds, and it's had an impact, and not a positive one. What about here in Nevada?
Well, we need to fund mental illness, and we need to have that discussion, and we need to get people help. Same thing with addiction, recovery. These are things that are issues that really need to be discussed in legislature, and we need to address it immediately. This is where money needs to go. These are important issues, and we haven't addressed them, Kevin. Every legislative, we're biennial. That, for me, is a problem already because we have to wait 2 years before we can discuss anything. But, you know, instead of having agendas like he or she, you know, how we're going to address people, I think we need to really address the real problems in our community. And it's mental illness. And that's, again, that's the root of our homeless problem, the root of people who are acting out. It's the root of many of our issues in this state and in this country.
Again, Victoria Seaman joining us, Las Vegas City Councilwoman running for re-election. We're right on top of this election. How's it going for you?
Oh, Kevin, we have been out and about for months and really out there talking to the voters and just wanting to know what issues and concerns they have. And I'm so grateful that my team is out there. I'm out there. My husband's out there. My husband's walked about 4,000 homes already. He said he wasn't going to do it this round, but he did, and he's got about 1,000 more homes. So we're really, really finding out what the issues are, and I will have a meeting in the summer with the legislators because a lot of the issues aren't just city issues. They're also state issues, and it concerns me, and I think as a leader in this community, it's my job to reach out to the legislators, meet with them, and let them know what I'm hearing on the street. You know, we're door-to-door. We are where the rubber meets the road, the city council. We are a full-time job where we're hearing from constituents every single day.
And tell me what you're hearing. One of the things I love about you, and we've known each other for quite a while now, you give a great speech, and I've seen you out on the stump, and you're very, very impressive. But the other thing I noticed that you do, maybe better than anybody I've ever met, is you're a great listener. You really honestly are. Tell me what you're hearing. What are the issues that resonate?
Well, mainly it's public safety. Public safety is number one. And once again, what just happened in Texas, you know, it could happen anywhere. But, you know, we had a murder at Dottie's last week in the county. It wasn't in the city. Public safety is a huge issue, and it is important who you elect as your city council member because we fund part of Metro. And again, under my watch, we're going to make sure Metro has every amount of money and everything they need to do their job.
I got to ask you, because this is a tax on every American, regardless of race, color, creed, or wealth status, whatever, and that is the Bidenflation and the gas prices. Every time you fill up, everybody is impacted, and including all your folks there in Ward 2.
Yes, and I want people to understand that elections have consequences. The policies of this administration, it's like they don't know what they're doing. The policies of this administration are causing the inflation. I mean, I've heard every excuse from corporations to the war in the Ukraine. We are seeing the inflation, the cost of gas, everything, the increase in crime. It's all due to really bad policies. And people need to understand when they go to the ballot box and they cast their vote that they need to vote for folks who understand how to make good policy to make this country great again. I mean, this is we are seeing things that you only see in third world countries. This is unexcusable, the policies from this administration.
You know, one of the things I have always admired, and sometimes I get real bored late at night, and I turn on to the City Channel, whatever that is, and I watch the public comment, and how you folks do it, how you can sit through 3 and 4 and 5 hours of public comment and at least look interested in what the people are saying. Do you learn anything during those public comments?
Sometimes we do. Sometimes we definitely listen, and sometimes it's the you know, things that may not concern us, but it's important to hear from the constituents. It is so important. If they're coming there other than to, you know, say ridiculous things or insult an elected official, other than that, it's really important that we do listen, because these issues and concerns are important to that individual. I mean, I really, really love sitting up there on the dais and being a part of the process.
And by the way,
can't believe you watch it.
No, hey, late at night, if there's nothing else on TV, it's a good place to go. I got to ask you, though, one of the things I've never been able to figure it out. Maybe you have an explanation. The collegiality that you have there on the council, even though we got Republicans and Democrats and Democrats and Republicans, liberals and conservatives, you guys all seem to get along.
Well, not all of us get along, but I can tell you this.
Agreed.
If you have respect for people, they will have respect back for you. And I can tell you this. I sit next to Councilman Creer, and I feel like I'm sitting next to my buddy. I mean, we have the utmost respect. We may not agree on policy, but we have the utmost respect for each other. And I just feel that if you have respect for people, in turn, they will respect you. And it's so important, because we do have to work for the taxpayers. We have to work for our constituents. This isn't about me. It's not about them. It's about the work that we do for the people. And so if you have that in mind, you will get along with everyone.
I'm going to give you the last word in this segment, and I'm going to give you 2 minutes, kind of your standard stump speech of why they should return you to office. So you've got the next 2 minutes.
Oh, thank you, Kevin. Well, I love what I do, and I think if you love what you do, it's not a job. I love people. I love getting things done. I spent 2 years in the state legislature, and it's very, very difficult to get things done in the legislature, because you have 63 legislators that have to agree with you. But I was able to do that because I believe in what I said before. If you have a respect for people, they'll have a respect for you. And when it's about the people, you need to make good policies that make the community a better place. I came into this job wanting to make the city better than when I came in. And so I do whatever I can. I have the most amazing staff. I think a leader who surrounds himself with people who really care about what you do is the key. And I have the most amazing staff that I don't think there's ever an issue or a constituent concern that we have not addressed. We've addressed about 2,500 constituent issues in my 3 years. And so I would love to continue to represent the people, because it's something that I take a lot of pride in the work that we get done. And I do listen to every single person, whether they Facebook me, they text me, they call me, they call my office. There are about 7 different ways that people reach out to me, and I've answered every single one of them. And I do want to say something that I'm pretty excited about. The mayor will the emergency powers, she will let, you know, she will take them back in the next council meeting. So like Governor Sisolak has let them go, she will do the same.
I think that's great. And by the way, it should have happened 3 or 4 months ago. But hey, Mayor Goodman, thank you for doing that. I do appreciate that. I know a lot of folks all across the city will love that. Do you sense there's a red wave coming in November?
No, I sense there's a tidal red wave. I just think that people need to thank the Democrat politicians, because now there's going to be a red tidal wave for their policies that don't work. And really, this country deserves better. Our constituents deserve better. We all deserve better. This is the greatest country in the world, and we should not be having third world problems.
Final minute. What do you think of the debate tonight? You going to be watching?
I just heard about that. I might. It's pretty exciting. It's going to be on TV.
Channel 8. You can't beat that. Hey, it's always good to talk to you, Victoria. Thank you so much. Have a great Memorial Day. I know you're going to be working it, because you always are. You're always working. But thank you so much for joining us, and have yourself a good holiday.
You too, Kevin. Thank you for having me.
There you go. Victoria Seaman, the Las Vegas City Councilwoman, running for re-election, Ward 2. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Gun Owners of America is here on the ground in Nevada, and we're building momentum. I am Monty Bowen, Pacific Region Director with Gun Owners of America, and we are here ready to defend our Second Amendment rights. Elections have consequences, and those consequences can severely impact your right to keep and bear arms. That is why we are working so hard here in Nevada and other states across the country to protect that right. Gun Owners of America is the only no-compromise Second Amendment organization with a presence in all 50 states, but we need your help to do it. We have opened an office here in Las Vegas at 570 South Decatur Boulevard in the Arizona Charlie's parking lot. And we'll be hosting a series of Second Amendment events highlighting how our rights are under assault. We would love for you to stop by, but if you can't make it in person, you can always call us at 725-204-9109 or go to goanevada.com to learn how you can help us join the fight. I look forward to hearing from you. Gun Owners of America, pay for this ad.
Don't pay MSRP or crazy markups at Sahara Chrysler Dodge Ram, your Ram truck low price headquarters. How about this? $8,000 off MSRP on 2022 Ram Bighorn trucks. That's right, $8,000 off big Ram Horn trucks. We have 36 available at these fantastic savings. That's right, there's only one Ram truck low price headquarters. Sahara Ram on the corner of Sahara and Decatur. That's right on the corner and right on the price. Sahara Chrysler Dodge Ram is your Ram truck low price headquarters. Over 300 used cars in stock, and the biggest selection of new car inventory.
This is Joey Gilbert. It can easily be explained why I was the only candidate endorsed for governor by the Nevada GOP. I have concrete plans to take back this great state, starting on day one, beginning with our schools. The Nevada GOP also endorsed me because they know I'm the only candidate who will give Sisolak the beating he deserves in the general election. But first, I need you to vote for me, Joey Gilbert, in the primary. Get in the fight today. Contribute what you can at gilbertforgovernor.com. May God bless Nevada.
Paid for by Gilbert for Governor.
There's a child in Kenya, or Sierra Leone, or India, or Bolivia, who you could connect with. And through Child Fund, it's possible. We may be thousands of miles apart, but we can still connect with each other. And when we do, we make things better. We connect children all around the world with what they need to grow up healthy, educated, and safe. That's what Child Fund is about. Together, we co-create, support, and sustain connections that lead to greater well-being for millions of children who live in poverty worldwide, and their families, and their communities, and their countries, and you. Join us. Together, we can make the world a better place. Two small worlds at a time. His and yours. Visit childfund.org to learn more.
Unlike other health concerns, mental illness is not always easy to see. depression won't show up on an eye chart, and you can't measure it on your bathroom scale. Sorting out a mental health concern is not something to attempt on your own. You won't find a bipolar disorder by looking at a thermometer. Like many other health conditions, help for mental illness takes professional diagnosis and treatment. Anxiety won't just go away under a stick-on bandage. So the sooner you seek treatment, the better. If you or a loved one has a mental health concern, don't go it alone. Find out what to do. For 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral, call 1-800-662-HELP. Learn more at samhsa.gov/support. That's samhsa.gov/support.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio, done right.
Hello, this is mein Auto. Und this is meine Key. Und there is only one place I trust with meine Key. Meine Key Car Care. They even offer financing options, so I can fix now and pay over time. Ooh, I love financing and options. Und meine Key. An American cheese! Remember, I only trust Meineke with Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care.
See store for details.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
His name is Guy Nora, and he's a Republican running to be Nevada's next governor. And just like Donald Trump, Guy Nora's a different kind of candidate, not a politician, a successful entrepreneur, not just a strong Christian, but someone who fought in the Lebanese Civil War to protect religious freedom and the right for fair elections.
I'm Guy Nora. I want to be your next governor. I'm going to talk to you directly in full honesty and frankness. I'm going to share with you my ideas for turning around Nevada's economy, teaching our kids how great America is while keeping critical race theory out, and expose the election fraud we all know is there. Instead of asking you for your vote, I'm going to earn it.
Paid for and approved by Guy Nora, 7500 West Lake Mead Boulevard, Suite 9650, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89128, 702-582-9233. Visit norafornv.com.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. A lot of lawyers promise a lot of things. No fee unless we win. The consults are free. Of course they offer that stuff. All lawyers do that. But will they promise not to take more money than you at the end of your case? No. When you call me, that answer's yes. I'll never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
Call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
The future depends on teachers. Every day, teachers are shaping our tomorrows, starting their students on journeys that will change the course of history. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who will make preventing pandemics their life's work, sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who will help combat climate change, and generating possibilities for a student who will be the first in their family to graduate college. It all starts with teachers who meet challenges with creativity, who reinvent education for the future, who work towards a school system that lifts up every child, regardless of race, income, or zip code, and to enable the full potential of our students, our communities, and our country. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Shape the future. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. It is live and local for a Wednesday, a hump day. Tonight, of course, they got the big debate. The big one. KLAS, Channel 8, going to be doing the debate. And in prime time, no less, which is really great. My only regret is that there's only going to be five gubernatorial candidates there. If indeed it's true that